Cyrus's Shared Nuggets series, and it's Drop a Nugget time. Hello, hello, hello. Happy Tuesday. Welcome to Fluid Chronicles Day 21, my Florida journey. I hope that you had an awesome day. This was indeed a full day and a busy day. And it went by quickly. So I'm happy to have the chance to come before you one more time. I did not broadcast yesterday. The day got away from me dealing with some family stuff. And I was absolutely drained. And before I knew it, it was midnight. So it was a new day. So I will share the quote and the claimant statement and touch a little bit on that. But let's get started with the breathing. Keep our routine. Breathing makes the difference for me. So the breaths that we're going to take together, because I welcome you to join with me, is giving recognition of being given a new day. We will slowly inhale and exhale on a four count. So I still have a little tickle and a little scratchiness. So I'm going to attempt to do, to do the deep breaths. I have my water here with me, as you can see. Let me get a sip. All right. So let me give you an example of the breath on an inhale and exhale of four counts. So there's a pause in between. You inhale, count to four, hold, which just means stop, pause, don't do anything. And then exhale, releasing it on a four count, and hold, be still. And then we'll do it again because we'll do a couple. And you can close your eyes when we do these. So here's the example. Inhale, two, three, four, hold, and exhale, two, three, four, and hold. Okay, now as we do these, be present to each breath, taking time to feel the breath enter and leave your body. Here we go. You can close your eyes. Inhale. Gentleness. And exhale. Disruptions. You're counting in your head. Inhale. Kindness. And exhale, weightiness. Inhale, wholeness. And exhale, brokenness. Now let's do another one. Inhaling through our nose and exhaling through our mouths with sound. So let it out. Ha! When you exhale, hear it, feel it, releasing from your body. First, take in a breath. Inhale through your nose. Hold. And exhale out your mouth with sound. Ha! One more time. Inhale through your nose. And exhale through your mouth. Ah, wonderful. That should give you a light feeling, a relaxed feeling, bring you into a relaxed state. I really needed that. I hope it was as good for you as it was for me. Brought my shoulders down a little bit, the tension, or just the day. You may find that your shoulders are coming up to your neck, and when you pause, take those pause moments and breath moments just to take a deep breath. You'll see your shoulders and feel your shoulders come down. And it's like, wow, I didn't even realize they were up there. So yes, that felt good. So for today's gratitude, share from me my gratitude. Today, I give all glory to God. I am thankful. I'm thankful for all God is doing in my life, for all God is doing in the lives of my family members, for all God is doing in your life as well. I'm thankful for a God that heals. And I'm thankful for the little and big victories. Even the littlest one matters. And so I am just ever thankful, full of thanks. The quote for today, you can find today's and every day's inside of the Iris's Shared Nuggets group on Facebook. So I post daily a scripture, a quote, and a claim it statement. It's posted with the quote, so you will see that. And the claim it statement is like a statement of declaration that you say, and you personalize it and you own it. So let me give the quote first. Today's quote is, if you wish to be happy, you can begin by thinking, everybody has something good in him. There is something that I can learn from every human being. And that quote is credited to Dada J.P. Vaswani. Our claim it statement for today, our declaration, is today I choose to think positively and I create an amazing and successful life for myself. Again, today, and put you in, say I. Today I choose to think positively and I create an amazing and successful life for myself. And again, you can find it inside of the Shared Nuggets group. So, the Fluid Chronicle share for today, as I was saying initially, I didn't do yesterday's broadcast, and so I'm going to share the statement and claim for yesterday. And I missed going live yesterday. I felt a little bad about it, but reminded myself this is fluid. This is about fluidity. And so it's a little unpredictable. A little unpredictable sometimes. Thank you. And so sometimes you just gotta go with the flow. Go with the fluidity of it. So fluid it is. And so I've released that and I'm okay now. But I'm happy to be back with you today. And so for yesterday, let's see, yesterday's share, yesterday was day 20 of my Florida journey, and the gratitude share for yesterday was, today, I am grateful. I am grateful for grace. That was my gratitude share. Grateful just because. And the quote, and that was posted in the Iron Sashir Nuggets group as well, is people can be so quiet about their pain that you forget they are hurting. That is why it is so important to always be kind. And that is credited to Roy T. Bennett. So again, that quote, people can be so quiet about their pain that you forget they are hurting. That is why it is so important to always be kind. Very true, very true, very true. And yesterday's claim it statement was, I am learning valuable lessons from myself every day. All right. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I was loving yesterday's and today's, so I didn't want to miss out on sharing yesterday's quote and claim it statement. Make these declarations. And remember, you can go back and view all of them that I've posted. They're just listed there in the group. So, as I was just saying, you know, this is about fluidity, so letting it flow daily in the moment shares, because it's what comes up in a day. And sometimes I share reflections, thoughts that come up for me that morning, what I wake with for the day. So one of the reasons I didn't get to come before you last night is because I was playing Miss Fixer. Miss Fix It. I put on my Fix It hat yesterday. My sister got these chairs, beautiful chairs. I wish I could take a picture and show you. Love it. But in any case, we had to put the legs on. So she had screwed in one set of the legs, two of the legs on one of the chairs. And the other legs required an Allen wrench. So if anyone knows what an Allen wrench is, Allen wrench usually comes with the item that you purchase. And so it's a specific size and type that's needed for that particular item. So whether you buy a table, a chair, a bookshelf, whatever it is, that Allen wrench is usually put in with the screws and whatever you need to put that item together. So these were beautiful secondhand, and so that wrench did not come with them. And my sister didn't have one available. She thought she had one and looked for it and couldn't find it. So I said, okay, I'm a little handy. Got a little thing. I did appliance repair in high school, the high school that I went to. And William E. Grady in Brooklyn, New York. Shout out. But anyway, so I'm kind of handy. I used to fix things. And so that relaxes me. I like to do that from time to time. I haven't been doing much of that. But in any case, the handy thing is in me. It's a part of who I am. And so I do like doing it. And I find a comfort with it. So anyway, anywho. The point here is that we did not have the correct Allen wrench, and the needed one would have been, the space was kind of wide, but it wasn't round, or it was more like an octagon shape. So I had to improvise, and I'm good on improvising. So we found, my sister had these little keys. They may be some old mailbox keys or something. And so it had the right sizing on the end that I could use to maneuver to do this. And yes, I used these keys to put in the screw in place of the Allen wrench and got them and was able to tighten them. So, I mean, we'll probably still have somebody come with the right type of tool, someone that has a Allen wrench set that has all the different sizes, and have them make sure that it tightens, because if you don't make it tight enough, it can loosen up. So yeah, so I was playing Fix It Girl last night, and time got away because it was a key. You can't just put it in there and twist it quickly. It had to be done slowly. So it was one of them on the side of each of the chairs. It was like an inchworm. I was like, oh my goodness, oh my goodness. But I got it done. And I'm very pleased that I was able to improvise in that way. So other than that, I guess I was a little distracted. As I've shared the scratchiness that I'm dealing with. So today I also had a virtual doctor's appointment because, you know, health first, and I'm a big advocate of self-care and tending to self and taking care of ourselves. But because I've been dealing with some family stuff, I haven't been getting the sleep that I should be getting. And sleep is very important. Sleep is a key component, ingredient, factor in taking care of ourselves. And so sometimes we would negate that, and me included. So when I speak, I'm speaking to myself as well. And so I have not been getting my proper rest. And when we don't get our proper rest, it makes us vulnerable and susceptible to other things. And it affects our resistance. So today I had a virtual doctor's appointment with my doctor. It was pretty cool. You know, technology can be amazing and very useful, especially in this season, this COVID season, where so much is being done virtually. So I had that. I got to see my doctor. She got to see me and physically observe me, my eyes, my speech, you know, everything, and have me do certain things that she can test. And so it was a good appointment. I felt good about it. And who would know it? She asked if I had a runny nose. I said, oh, no other symptoms. No runny nose, no fever, no pain, no aches, no sneezing. No. So she said, it could be, well, it sounds like it's a nasal drip. It's dripping down in the back. So it's going right into your throat. And that's what's causing the tickle and the irritation and causing you to cough. So I was like, ugh. It's been so long since I've had any type of allergies or allergy symptoms. So I said, wow, wouldn't you know it? I come to Florida to add to the experience to have an allergy symptom or reaction. So that is that, just to let you know, because you're seeing me and hearing me. Just want you to know that I'm okay. I'm good and I'm on top of it. Just going to get me some extra rest. Sleeping late probably this morning because I probably should have already been in bed. Yeah. So just going to take it easy a little bit. Thank God things are wrapping up and being taken care of. That's been keeping me up. And so I thank God for that as well. And just got to remind myself what I remind everyone else of. Self-care. Don't forget yourself in the midst of doing everything else. Because you're no good to nobody if your health is not good. Like we tell people, or they tell us on a plane, put the mask on yourself first. And so I'm going to put the mask on myself. Okay? So that is all for the day. That's all I have to say about that. This has been day 21 of Fluid Chronicles, my Florida journey. I'm going to work on doing these sessions earlier, starting tomorrow. So I'll do it early in the day, try to change this around so they're not, I'm not doing it so late. So again, I'm just sharing moments and thoughts within my days of this journey. I'm using this platform as a transparent outlet. It's become my verbal journal. It truly has. I'm grateful for the space to release a little through it. And I'm glad you're on this ride with me. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I always feel like a namaste should go there. I will be back tomorrow. Continue with me. Let's see together what comes out of it next. Look for me on Iris's Share Nuggets, Drop a Nugget series, podcast on Spotify, Anchor, or your podcast source. Just put in Iris's Share Nuggets and it should come up. Look for me also on Iris's Share Nuggets group and Queen Irie Writers Corner on Facebook. Also find me at Queen Irie on other media sources. Thank you for tuning in. Until next time, peace. One love.